Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Brothers and sisters, welcome. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. Glad you could join me for a time of prayer and scripture. Please feel free to leave your prayer intentions, as always, in the comments. Invite others while we're having this video to come and join us, especially those who might not know about these broadcasts. Let's put ourselves in the Lord's presence and let us delve into His Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank You, Father, for Your Word. We thank You for Your Son, who is the Word made flesh. We thank You for His passion, death, and resurrection that we continue to celebrate. We thank You for the light to our path that this word today will be. Strengthen and inspire us and enable us to understand Your word more deeply, live it more faithfully, and proclaim it more effectively through Christ, the living Word of life, and our Lord. Amen. This is a reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to His disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." We say in the Creed, Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. And I've talked to you before about how when we think about the mind of God, it's one mind. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit have the same mind. We talk about the will of God. Where is the will of God? Is the will of the Father different from the will of the Son, different from the will of the Holy Spirit? Not only are they not different, they're one and the same. The divinity of God, the power of God, it's one and the same, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because it's one God. The difference between the three persons is in the relationship. So the nature is the same, the power is the same. The Son always existed, one didn't come before the other, and Jesus is fully and truly God. And yet, we see this verse here that can be confusing, but don't let it be confusing to you. The Father is greater than I. Well, the Father sent the Son. In fact, the Father from all eternity begot the Son. That's the difference in the relationship. And this is how you can understand this verse. All from all eternity, Jesus existed, was equal to the Father, is equal to the Father. Same mind, same will, same divinity, same power. But the Father begets the Son eternally, but nevertheless, that's the relationship. The Father, in other words, is the source, the origin. And then He pours Himself out, and there is the Son. And then they love one another, and there is the Spirit. But they're all equal. So when Jesus says the Father is greater than I, He's speaking about a relational difference that actually He then explains further a few verses down. I do just as the Father has commanded me. Who sent the Son into the world? Well, of course, because the will of God is one, God decided to come, period, amen. But when you look at the relationships between the three persons, it's the Father who sends the Son into the world. And the Son, as He has said, and I'm going to share with you a number of other verses that help us understand what Jesus means when He says the Father is greater than I. The Son is reflecting to us who the Father is, speaks only what the Father gives him to speak, well, because the Father gives him everything, does only what the Father tells him to do, because again, their wills are one and the same, but it's nevertheless that relationship of the Father sending the Son, and then the Son goes back to the Father. Listen to these other verses. For example, we have, well, we just saw these, and then in John 14:16, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Holy Spirit. Now, the Spirit comes from the Father and the Son, but notice Jesus is interceding with the Father. So again, there's a relationship there by which you could say the Father is greater than I. And then in John 17, now, Father, glorify me in your presence. Jesus is saying this high priestly prayer the night before he died. Glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. So there's a second part of that verse shows the equality. He had the glory before the world began. But now the Father is going to glorify him again. You know, we speak even about the resurrection, that the Father raised the Son. He did. We also say the Son rose on his own power. He did. Why? Because again, the power is one and the same. And yet there's still that relationship. The Father raises the Son. The Father glorifies the Son. The Son asks the Father to glorify him. Two who are equal in nature and yet distinct in relationship. We have to be careful how we talk about this. 1 Corinthians 3, Paul says, you are Christ's. You belong to him. You are of Christ. And Christ, he says, is God's. Well, Christ is God, but he's also God's, apostrophe S. He belongs to the Father. He comes from the Father. He reflects the Father. He goes back to the Father. But is the Father more God than the Son? No, don't fall into either extreme. It's not that God is more powerful than the God. The Father is more powerful than the Son or more divine than the Son. No, no, no. But the Father does send the Son, and the Son returns to the Father. I want you to realize 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. The head of Christ is God, the Father, in other words. So even in the family relationships, we see this reflection of the hierarchy within God. Then we've got 1 Corinthians 15, the great chapter where we see what happens at the end of time and the glory of the resurrection. Let's read. He has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who put all things in subjection to him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all. Again, it's the mission. The Father sent the Son. The Son destroyed death. The Son brings life to everyone, brings everyone to himself. When I am lifted up from the earth, Jesus said, I will draw all people to myself. And then Paul is saying, and then in the end, he will hand over the kingdom to the Father. He's the same God, but there's a relationship here between persons. Philippians, the great hymn, Jesus, sent by the Father, empties himself, becomes obedient to the Father, even unto death. And then what happens? Philippians 2, therefore God, the Father, highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name. This is the sense in which Jesus says, the Father is greater than I. And finally, very powerfully in John chapter 5, Jesus said, truly I say to you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Now, that's interesting because in that verse, Jesus is at the same time declaring his equality to the Father. Because the reason the Son can only do what the Father does is that they have the same will. Say only what the Father says because they have the same mind. And yet, he's expressing that relationship. So it's a mystery. But don't be confused by that particular verse. Brothers and sisters, what this means is that the closer we come to the Lord Jesus, we are coming to the Father. And There can be no contradiction among the things of God. It's not that God, you know, sometimes people talk about the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament, the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is saying today to the church and whatnot. And you can think in the proper way of these things, because as revelation and history have gone on, we've come to deeper and deeper and newer manifestations of God, new progress of the kingdom of God. But if anyone tries to make you think that there's been a change in the gospel, a change in the moral absolutes that come from the very nature of God, truth and life, a change in the pro-life stance that we have to have, a change in the stance that we have about human sexuality, this all has to be kept in mind. Because there is no word of God from any time past, or nor will there be some word of God in any time future that contradicts the word of God we have and hear right now, and that we proclaim right now. And that's where we can proclaim it with absolute confidence. Even though there are so many things we don't know, even though there are so many forces working against the word of life and the movement of life, it doesn't change. And because it doesn't change, we are proclaiming now a victory that will be fully unfolded later. This is the source of our confidence, the unchanging nature of the word of God, precisely because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are the same God, is what gives us tremendous confidence and courage in proclaiming the word of life. May we do so, and may we proclaim to the world that it is in Jesus Christ that people find the God that they're looking for, and the fullness of that God. Amen. Lord Jesus, come to us, fill us, renew us, and save us. Lord Jesus, we pray to you, sent by the Father, you bring us back to the Father. Bring the world back to him now. The brokenness of a world that is submerged in the culture of death. Lord, bring the world back. Back to life. Back to order. Bring the world, Lord God. Back to a realization that in every human life, your glory is reflected. Come, Lord Jesus, bring us the culture of life. Lord, we ask your blessing on each one of us now. We have asked for many things. We stand in need of many graces. Give us provision, guidance, salvation, forgiveness, comfort, health, all the needs of your people. Show us your continued love by answering those needs. Bless us now with the fullness of your peace as we pray in the words you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Well, thank you, friends, for being with us. Share with others these broadcasts and invite them to come on in each day. Thank you for your commitment, especially to pro-life, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Dr. Alveda King, board member of Priest for Life. More money is being spent in America to kill babies in the womb than to save them. Together, we need to change that, and today I want to invite you to support our work at Priest for Life. Why ours rather than other groups? Because we have a unique team that helps lead in every arena of the fight against abortion, and we activate the churches where you find people who are most likely to get involved in that fight. To awaken a pastor about abortion is to awaken thousands of people he serves. We do not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have a very high evaluation among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.